Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Kenkel Fritz. Hope you enjoy this podcast. Here's some highlights from today's show.
Misty's got something good for you this day.
When a Florida deputy showed up at a house recently that, as it turns out, had no emergency, the lady who answered the door immediately knew the culprit was her very young son. So she called out 4-year-old Gianna and asked him why on earth he'd called 911. And both their hearts melted when the boy said, "I just wanted to give him a hug." And pointed to the deputy, who happily complied. Now, afterward, this deputy did explain to Gianna when to use 911 and when not to, so that the department could better serve people actually having emergency. But he did say, "Hey, if you want another hug, we're all going to be at the community Christmas lighting. Our whole department will be happy to give you one."
I know that police officers do listen to Family Life Radio.
Yes.
How many would respond to a call, "No, you're going to get a hug from a 4-year-old?
Probably just about any one of them would welcome
exactly.
That.
So
little
sweet.
A little break from your typical routine to get a hug from a 4-year-old.
Yes. I love that.
Well, research says it takes the average man 15 minutes to form an impression of somebody on a date. The average woman, a full hour. Now, I am totally blown away by this.
Yeah.
Because I think women have more intuition. Why such a longer amount of time?
I don't know. I think it's backwards, actually.
Me too.
This data is backwards because I think I'm pretty quick to size people up.
Yeah, you are, Sally.
Same here. Although I wonder if it's so rough out there, you're just like trying to give them every benefit there is.
Maybe this guy will work out.
Yeah, maybe I'm just being too quick to judge.
Right.
Let's give it a little bit and see.
A little longer, see if it works out. Okay. Well, how about you? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Oh, this is interesting. I've been told by my producer, Regina is with us, and she didn't even know she was on a first date.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
My husband kind of asked me to meet him at Hardee's. And you got to understand, at that time we were co-workers. So I thought, friend just asking a friend out. So that's great. I didn't learn later that he was actually asking me out on a date.
Oh.
Wow. You're like, Hardee's?
What is this?
Because what was funny is I paid for my own meal. He told me, he goes, "You go ahead and order." So I ordered and I paid for the meal, and we're sitting there eating, and he goes, "You do know gentlemen are supposed to pay for the lady's first date." And I was just like, "What?"
Maybe you have a problem with clutter, or maybe you know somebody that does. How about a clutter-free Christmas? It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Here's what we're talking about. What if you give a gift that doesn't take up space necessarily? For example, what if you could give tickets to an event?
That's fun.
Yeah. Concert tickets, sporting event tickets, movies, stuff like that.
Yeah, like that.
The gift of classes. Maybe a cooking class.
Yes.
Dance.
Learn a different language.
Yeah. Oh, there's that. The gift of time.
Oh,
like
yes.
Babysitting or a massage. I know Sally doesn't want anybody to touch her, so that's out for her.
I'm like, good for you, not for me. Thanks so much.
I'm with you.
This was a surprise to me, and I thought, this is kind of a good idea. How about the gift of a yard service or landscaping?
Oh, yes.
You wouldn't have to do all the tree trimming or someone else does it for you.
Well, likewise, a house cleaner.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be good too.
That'd be amazing.
Ding dong,
right. Send them all my way.
Come on in.
You could give the gift of membership. Like if there's a zoo near you, maybe a museum. If you know they like the outdoors, how about a state park?
That'd be fun.
Ooh, these are such great ideas.
I know. I was like, I saw this list. I'm like, I want some of these gifts. Sounds pretty good to me.
Yes.
What else could be a decluttering type gift.
I think a food subscription, like those boxes that arrive, HelloFresh, that kind of thing.
Yes.
With the meals and stuff.
Or the meat. Yes. What is the meat company?
Or like Omaha Steaks or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
If someone gave me the gift of meat.
Helping you experience hope. Family Life Radio.
More than likely, you know somebody that's not a follower of Christ, especially if it's a family member. What if it's your kids? What do you do? It's Cankle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. I found this list of things you could do. Most of these I agree with. Number one, pray without ceasing. Mm-hmm. Remember that God loves them even more than you do, which is true.
Yes.
Also, don't argue about it. I agree with that one. You don't want to burn a bridge so that they have a path back to God. And it says to point to Jesus whenever possible. And I would say this, don't push it. The Holy Spirit does the work. Yeah. And if it's coming out of your own effort, well, that's not what God wants anyway. Spirit-led conversation, meaning I really feel like led to you to talk to you about this. But if it's out of your own power or own thoughts,
yeah,
not sure that's the way to go.
Right. But when you love somebody, that can be very, very difficult.
It is.
Because there is that little feeling of panic, like, oh my goodness, life can change in a moment. But yet I think of Jesus' words about come unto me. Mm-hmm. And so he invites us to come to him. So we should just follow that example and pray that these people we love, as much as it hurts, we just need to be that example that is attractive, if you will.
That's a good point, Sally.
I want what you got.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Have them see Jesus in you is the best advertisement.
There you go.
That there could be.
Absolutely.
And by the way, we have noticed this on our show when people call in and they say this phrase. So I finally gave it to God.
Yes.
That's when God works.
But right?
But as you alluded to, Sally, that's hard when it's your own kids.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, I need to take this back up on my own and work on it, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Or do you really give it to him? Do you really give them to him? Because I do believe that that's a prayer that he always does answer.
Oh.
The Bible says he doesn't wish that anybody should perish.
Yeah.
But come to everlasting life. So.
Yes.
Gently lay your children in his lap and say they're yours.
My poor mom had to do that for 14 years.
Yeah.
Oh, 14 years she prayed for me. Yep.
Thanks, Mom.
I know.
Well, if you have got a story about how your own children came to Christ and what happened to get there, we'd love to hear it. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. What do you do when your own kids aren't following Jesus? We talked about it earlier. Obviously, there's certain sense of possible panic there because, well, what will happen? Are they going to go to heaven or not? How do you handle that? 888-888-9976. If you've been through that situation, how have you handled that? Megan is with us. Tell us.
I pray every day. I have special prayers just for my kids. I kind of had a mental breakdown. And I told God, I was like, you got to take them because right now I can't. He held me in his hand and he took care of my kids for me while I was unable to. My daughter, she's on a destructive path. And all I can do is pray and just watch her and lead by example. I teach my littles. I got a 6 and a set of 2-year-old twins as well. I just practice in front of them. We pray together. I have my 6-year-old pray before we go to school. Prayer works.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
You give it over to God. He gave you the babies. You know, you can trust him. If he trusted you, then you can trust him.
Yep.
I know God has got her. She's 16, you know, you got to take age into consideration as well. But as long as she sees him working in our lives, then she knows he's real and it's a personal choice.
You know, and it just hit me. You said, as long as she sees him working in our lives. And I also thought of this, being Jesus to our children. And what does that look like?
Correct. What would Jesus do? And Jesus would love.
Yeah.
He'd love. And I love my babies no matter what she does. And she's always yelled at me. She's like, why do you still love me? Just let me go live my own life. And no matter what she does, she's come back before and she's even said, Mom, thanks for loving me.
Oh. Mm-hmm. It means so something. Beautiful. Even though she wants to be rebellious and tell you to take a hike, it means something to her.
And we all just listen to the radio station. It's the only radio station I have in the truck.
Aww.
And she sings the songs. And I'm like, oh, I know it's getting you. And she's like, shut up, Mom.
Uh-oh.
I know. Right? Yeah, that's one of the toddlers in the back right now. She wants the music turned back up.
Turn it back up.
Family Life Radio.
Misty's got something good for you this morning.
There was this high school band in West Virginia, and they were really, really sad to find out that their teacher, their band teacher, was leaving the school and there was nobody left to lead the band.
Oh, no.
So they were told at the beginning of the year, I'm sorry, we don't have any applicants. Here are your choices. You can take a different elective or teach yourself as much as you're able to. We'll give you what limited support we can offer. And the band's like, you know what? We're going to stick it out. We're going to do this ourselves. And so 10 of the 38 students stayed. They nominated a director. They drafted a couple of other teachers at the school that came on board just as advisors. They created their own class rules, like good, solid rules. They have practiced the school fight song. They've branched out from the instruments they signed up with because they realized, well, we have too many drummers. We're going to have to learn some other stuff. So that's what they did. They chose to learn something new. They don't have enough members to participate in marching field shows, but the school has been really supportive. Like, all the kids cheer them on when they perform at games. And I guess they even had some alumni join the students so they could do a full performance for homecoming.
That's pretty amazing.
I love that.
How many classes full of kids would stick it out and do your own thing?
I was about to say, I might be like, well, this would be a fun free period.
Exactly.
But to have the discipline to actually, learn new instruments and monitor themselves, that's incredible.
And they had their own rules? I mean, I would think, I'm just thinking of my high school experience. Good chance that class would be free for all. You know,
exactly.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. So how awesome for them. Pretty cool. Hey, Sandy in Mesa, Arizona said this as she gave to Family Life Radio just now. She said, I found Family Life Radio and I was just driving around and somehow I found it on my radio. I've never listened before. I haven't. And she said this. She says, I am listening nonstop. I'm getting hope that I've always needed and will forever need. You guys have been a huge blessing, and I feel like everyone needs this hope in their life. And that's why she's giving, for the very first time, $30 a month. Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. So Giving Tuesday is tomorrow. It's the start of Family Life Radio's year-end fundraiser, and that's why we're sharing that with you.
Right. It's a day to bless nonprofits like Family Life Radio that you believe are making a difference. So here's what we're asking. Would you be one of the first 300 listeners to give $30 a month or give a single gift of $365 by the end of Giving Tuesday, which is tomorrow?
Yeah, this is really fun. When you give right now, you're going to have a chance to win gift cards of your choice, $2,000 worth. A generous friend of the ministry has provided this. Your giving does not go towards it. But that's $1,000 for you and $1,000 to maybe share with a friend or family member for Christmas.
So we know that's not why you're giving. Maybe it's reason to do it right now. Just think, have you been blessed by Family Life Radio? And you've seen how God's been using the station to reach others? Would you please hop on board for our year-end fundraiser, starting with Giving Tuesday? Get a head start right now. To stay on track, we got to have a little bit coming in the door for our Kickstarter, and you are needed right now. We need three more people to hop on board. Would you be one of those? You can do this at myflr.org. That's myflr.org. And thank you so much for going online and giving. Myflr.org. Thanks for doing it. Mariah is with us. Tell us what's going on.
I was struggling for about a year, shooting off with drugs, and I've been sober for 2 weeks, and that's all thanks to Jesus Christ.
Wow, two weeks.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, every day is a step in the right direction.
Yes, it is.
How have you been able to do this?
I found God, and I came to Jesus, and so I've given him every second of every day, and he's been able to break that hold of the drugs he had on me, and he's shown me that the things I was seeking in drugs and that high was actually Jesus Christ. It was the things that he gives me, not the drug.
Amen.
And so that joy and that peace that only he gives, that he has given me, has been the reason I've been able to stay away from drugs.
Wow. So how did this happen?
I grew up going to church, and then something pretty traumatic happened to me. I was kidnapped and held for 4 days.
Oh, wow.
At the time, I was wanting to save myself for marriage, and, you know, I was assaulted. That was about 10 years ago, and it kind of changed my world.
Mm.
You know, I had some anger towards God, and I didn't understand why he would allow that to happen. And so I went away from God. And a few months ago, I came back to God. My mom and my grandpa as well, they've been praying for years. And I prayed and I let him back into my heart. And I felt like I knew him in a way that I never knew before. It felt like growing up, it was more about be a Christian. You have to go to church every Sunday and you have to read your Bible and you have to do this. And this time it felt like I had a personal relationship with Jesus. And the most important thing was just seeking his faith. It wasn't about, you know, the works. It was about just knowing Jesus as my best friend. That's the only reason I've been able to stay sober, that Jesus is my best friend now.
I love that. Fantastic. Isn't that a better motivation than following rules?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Instead, yes. I just want to hang out with my best friend.
Yes.
Well, what great news.
Thank you.
So what's your good news? We got to hear your story. Call us right now. 888-888-9976.
Maybe you finally, a lot of people do it Thanksgiving weekend, get the Christmas decorations up and things like that. We started at our house.
Oh, good.
Really?
Yeah.
We have the tree up. It was naked for a while. There's finally stuff on the tree, so that's good.
Oh,
yeah. You're ahead of me.
Oh, okay.
Everybody on our street, I feel like, put up their decorations, and so my husband and I decided we should probably put our lights up.
Okay, how'd it go?
A little rough going, kind of something like this.
Oh, it's time to decorate the house for Christmas. This is going to be so fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a real blast.
Oh, come on, honey. Where's your Christmas spirit?
It's right there on the ground where you're standing watching me do all the work.
Up on the housetop, my husband goes while I direct and drink cocoa.
Thousands of twinkling lights all string while she barks orders like a king. She has that look in her eyes. Something's off.
Ho, ho. Farther over, I say, 'cause I can't see all of Santa's sleigh.
Up on the housetop against my will, I can't even look down or I'll get ill.
Oh my gosh, I'm so far up.
Stop being so dramatic. We have a two-story house. It's not like you're at the top of Mount Everest here.
You know I don't like heights.
Then we're quicker and you can come down.
20 feet up off of the ground, my pounding heart is the only sound.
Hey, did you check every single light? 'Cause that strand's dead.
You gotta be kidding me, right?
Why would I kid about that?
I swear, I'm gonna...
Oh no, now that strand won't glow.
You wanna come up here and give it a go?
Oh, don't be silly. Almost done.
Thank goodness I am.
You are. With box number one.
How many boxes do we have?
10.
10?
Well, 10 more.
11?
Wait, there's one in the back of the garage, so 12.
Who needs 12 boxes of lights?
Stop yelling. Yelling isn't festive.
Spending hours on the roof in the freezing cold isn't festive either, you know?
You know I hate that rickety old ladder. I can't climb that thing.
Oh, but I'm supposed to.
Well, maybe you need to get a sturdier ladder.
And then you climb up here and help?
I am helping. I'm helping from down here. And the reindeer is crooked.
That's it. I'm coming down.
Family Life Radio.
Hankel Fritz and friends, and Misty's got something good for you this morning.
Almost 10 years ago, Wanda Dench tried to text her grandson an invitation to Thanksgiving, but she accidentally texted Jamal Hinton, who was a teenager at the time, and he was like, well, you've got the wrong number, but I wouldn't mind a Thanksgiving dinner. She was like, well, come on over. So they've been celebrating Thanksgiving together ever since. He always joins her family, and they decided that this year they would invite another complete stranger to dinner. And it was actually, I guess, a contest to win the spot. Airbnb did it, but Wanda and Jamal posted a picture with the winner. This man now has a long-standing invitation to dinner each year, and their hope is that he's going to bring somebody new next year. That person will bring somebody new the year after that, and the guest list is going to keep growing.
So you're saying that Airbnb caught wind of this?
Yes.
And they added on some free stays at the Airbnb.
Yep.
To come have dinner at this grandma's house.
Isn't that fun? I love that everybody has like watched this story and that they're still having Thanksgiving dinner.
I remember
together.
When that story came out and how neat it was, because you saw the pictures of this complete stranger and the family, and I just love that. That's just awesome. Have you ever had a wrong text situation where maybe you texted the wrong person and what happened? 888-888-9976. You can text us that story at 58326. All right, we've got Cheryl. Cheryl's with us. What's going on?
I wasn't shopping. I was doing my daughter a favor by picking up a bicycle for my granddaughter's birthday, and I went to the store and looked at the bikes, and of course, there's more than one. So I took a picture of it and sent it to her and said, hey, is this what you want? And then when I checked my phone to see if the message went through, I realized I'd sent that message to our local historical society group. So I had to send him a text, oops, wrong party.
Is this Huffy, the historical bicycle that you've been...
Somebody sent this to us. If you want to see it, it's on the Family Life Radio Morning Show Facebook page. Just search for FLR Mornings. It's taking 1 Corinthians 13, turning into a Christmas version.
Oh.
For example, if I decorate my house with perfectly plaid bows, strands of twinkly lights, shiny balls, but do not show love to my family, am I just another decorator? If I slave away in the kitchen, baking dozens of Christmas cookies, preparing gourmet meals, and arranging a beautifully adorned table at mealtime, but did not show love to my family, am I just another cook? And it goes through the different examples of, you know, if I trim the spruce with shimmering angels and crocheted snowflakes, attend a myriad of holiday parties, and sing in the choirs, the cantatas, but did not focus on those I love the most, have I missed the point? In other words, love stops the cooking to hug a child. Love sets aside the decorating to kiss the spouse. Love is kind, though harried and tired. Wow, isn't that true this time of year, guys?
Right? Yeah, seriously.
Showing kindness even though you're exhausted. Love doesn't envy another's home, as been coordinated Christmas china and table linens. Love doesn't yell at the kids and get out of the way, but is thankful that they are there to be in the way.
Hmm.
And it goes on and on. I love that idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just think of all the stresses that happen this time of year that can derail you.
Oh, totally.
Just parking.
Ruined testimony right there.
That's just no kidding.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control.
Thanks for sharing your joy with Kankle Fritz and friends here on Family Life Radio, 888-888-9976. Sarah, what's yours?
Earlier this year, my pastor was diagnosed with small cell bladder cancer. He had a less than 1% chance of survival. Mm. They tried chemotherapy, but they didn't think it would do too much. And we, of course, had many congregations in the area praying. And he was given the report that he is completely cancer-free.
Oh, wow.
Praise God. Yeah. We were just talking about answered prayer and ask the Lord specifically what you want. And it was given to him. That's beautiful.
It was amazing. His doctors at U of M are in awe. They initially said that with this kind of cancer, you don't talk about a cure. There is no cure.
My goodness.
When they gave him the news, they said, we've never said this to anyone with small cell cancer before, but you are in remission.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yes, it was incredible.
What an amazing testimony. And what a gift to him and his family, right?
Right
here before Christmas.
Yeah, wrapping it in a bow. Yeah.
Exactly. It was incredible. So never give up. He doesn't give up on you.
Did you kind of just jump in and just trusting God, or did you have to kind of wrestle with that a little bit?
The rest of us wrestled with it, but he didn't. He trusted God from the beginning. He said that it was crazy how God prepared him, because 6 months before he got the diagnosis, before he knew anything was wrong, he was doing research into cancer and bladder cancer and bladder swings and just all of this weird stuff that he said just fell in his lap. And he didn't understand why any of it was happening until he got his diagnosis. So he was very comfortable when it happened. He was not scared at all.
Wow. God was even working even before the diagnosis. That's amazing.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing your joy with us.
Thank you for being there. Thank you for all you guys do.
So what kind of joy do you have to report? Call us right now. 888-888-9976.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram and have you share your good news or joy reports. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.